Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Kingery. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Buddy Biancalana. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ben Ogilvy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. And now, play ball. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bosio. Smith moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles misplays the ball. That's an error on Riles. Smith scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Kingery. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Cooper moves to second. It's Royals, 1, Brewers, 1. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery hits a fly ball into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Balboni moves to third. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Balboni scores. Kingery moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Royals. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kingery scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana strikes out. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Pryor moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Kingery. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Manning moves to third. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manning scores. Gantner scores. It's Royals, 3, Brewers, 3. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cerrone moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cerrone scores. It's 4-3, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Kingery. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Yount goes all the way around to score. Cooper moves to third. It's 5-3, Brewers. Steve Farr now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive towards short. Biancalana reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Balboni is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-1 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Quirk and he is out, Biancalana applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kingery hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Brewers. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Quirk is called out on strikes. 1 out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana is 0 for 1 in the game. Biancalana bunts towards first. Cooper fields the ball and throws to Bozzio covering. Safe. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Biancalana. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Biancalana steals second. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cerrone bunts towards the mound. Farr fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to second. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gantner moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horta moves to second. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Balboni takes first base on ball 4. Dan Plesac now pitching. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kingery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Brewers. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Riles moves to third. Buddy Black now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Riles tags and scores. Manning tags and moves to third. One out. It's 8-4, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Kingery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Angel Salazar pinch hits for Buddy Biancalana. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar strikes out. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Pryor moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Royals 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Angel Salazar now playing shortstop. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper is called out on strikes. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Ogilvy reaches second base with a double. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Riles hits a line drive towards short. Salazar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Balboni strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Royals 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Motley pinch hits for Mike Kingery. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Sundberg pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg takes first base on ball 4. Motley moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Motley moves to third. Two outs. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Royals 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Daryl Motley now playing right field. Jim Sundberg now catching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smith strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.